This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. A fire destroyed the historic Meinhardt Mansion in Burlington Friday morning, with the homeowner arrested Saturday. Robert Stanton faces multiple charges, including negligent burning and resisting arrest. He's being held on a $15,000 bond. Former Racine County Sheriff's Deputy Preston Kite has been convicted of multiple felonies related to child sex crimes. The investigation started after an incident at a truck stop where Kite allegedly exposed himself while in uniform. Kenosha's Plan Commission has approved the annexation and rezoning of land for a new data center project. The unnamed company will be building west of the I and north of 142. It's about 6 miles south of Microsoft's data center complex in Racine County. Kenosha native and L.A. Dodgers second baseman Gavin Lux was honored in his hometown Saturday. Local officials gathered to celebrate the hometowner who recently won his second World Series ring. And the DNR's Deer Donation Program has been helping stock food pantries across Wisconsin for over 20 years. Hunters have donated more than 94,000 deer since its inception. If you or someone you know wants to donate, there's more on the DNR's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A big win for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the 49ers 38-10. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs rushed for 106 yards on 26 carries, scoring 3 touchdowns. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
You know that number 8 out there? Did you see how many tackles he, or how many people he made him miss? It was pretty impressive. I think early on that got us going. You know, and we thought we could hit him with some of the downhill stuff. Obviously, they're missing a key part to that defense. 2 starters, actually. And so, but I thought, you know, we did what we had to do.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan.
You know, the first half, just the run defense was real disappointing. You know, I thought we got out of gaps a number of times. I thought we had way too many missed tackles. Just them being able to control that clock in the first half was one of the worst ones I've been a part of, just for as far as a half.
The Packers improved to 8-3. They host the Miami Dolphins this Thursday night at Lambeau Field. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Bears losing to the Vikings in Chicago 30-27 in overtime. The Bears have now lost 5 in a row. College basketball, the Wisconsin men's team with an 81-75 victory over Pittsburgh to win the Greenbrier Tournament title in Orlando. The Badgers now 7-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The new Peacock streamer Day of the Jackal dropped November 14th and has been critically acclaimed and popular with viewers. According to Variety, the show will be picked up for a season 2. The action thriller stars Eddie Redmayne as a hired assassin who is also being hunted by a professional killer equally as skilled. Redmayne's credits include Les Mis and The Trial of the Chicago 7, and he is also Oscar nominated. The first season has 10 episodes. New shows drop Thursday nights. That's a pretty quick commitment to a season 2, but not as fast as the John Hamm show, Your Friends and Neighbors. Apple TV has already announced a season 2 pickup for the show that hasn't even premiered yet. That's right, season 1 isn't available till April 11th. Oftentimes after an election, regardless of which party won, people say they are leaving America. It's usually an emotional knee-jerk reaction, but Ellen DeGeneres is actually leaving. The talk show host says she is not only headed to the UK due to the election results a couple weeks ago, but she is also quitting show business. No one is happier to hear this than those who work for her. Lady Gaga's new song, Die With a Smile, is the fastest ever to reach 1 billion streams on Spotify. The song, which was a collaboration with Bruno Mars, has also picked up 2 Grammy nominations, all this on the heels of the announcement that Gaga will headline at next year's Coachella Festival. That ought to help her get that horrible Joker 2 taste out of her mouth. Timothée Chalamet's performance in the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, is getting Oscar buzz. Entertainment industry insiders are saying this is the best performance Chalamet has ever given and placing him as the Academy Award frontrunner in the Best Actor category. The Oscar chatter started after a screening on the Fox lot in L.A. last week, which gave insiders a first look at Chalamet's performance. A Complete Unknown hits theaters Christmas Day. Speaking of the Oscars, Chalamet's co-star in A Complete Unknown, Monica Barbaro, is also getting Oscar buzz in the Best Supporting Actress category, according to Variety. Variety put out its list of frontrunners in the category, which also included Ariana Grande for Wicked, Zoe Saldana for Emilia Perez, and Isabella Rossellini for Conclave. Looks like I got snubbed again, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy today with some scattered off and on light showers. We'll get to around 50 for a high with wind out of the northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, clearing, breezy, 25. Tomorrow, sunshine and a lot colder with a high of only 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.